Thank you and good morning. The Southern Humboldt Unified School District is getting new school buses, vehicles designed to be cleaner and much more fuel efficient, and the district is one of 5 districts across the state and one of 76 across the country to get the new vehicles. The EPA is behind the school bus program, and it will replace a total of 210 older model diesel-burning buses with newer models that burn fuel much cleaner. Congressman Jared Huffman released a statement applauding the EPA for investing in Humboldt County schools and helping to protect the environment. The West Coast Collaborative teamed up with the EPA for the bus program, and another regional school district, the Enterprise School District in Reading, will benefit from new buses as well. Hospital officials, donors, and staff at St. Joseph's Hospital were on hand on Thursday, February 5th, to celebrate the opening of a new chemotherapy center on the hospital campus, named after the woman who donated $500,000 to have the facility built. The Martha Peels Family Chemotherapy Center is now open, and Peels, who still bakes pies for the family-owned Palm Motel and Cafe in Orrick, and who is a 2-time breast cancer survivor, said in a statement that she was excited to be able to see where the money donated would be used and to see directly the patients it would benefit. St. Joseph's Hospital expects the center will treat as many as 750 patients a year at the new facility. Officers with the Eureka Police Department, along with officers from several Humboldt County law enforcement agencies, including probation, local police departments, and the DA's office, conducted an anti-crime and anti-gang sweep that targeted at least a dozen known gang members and associates in and around Eureka on Wednesday. Officers arrested 9 people on a variety of charges, including felony warrants, parole and probation violations, and confiscated counterfeit money, busted a hash lab, and found small amounts of meth, heroin, and marijuana. Officers served search warrants at more than a dozen locations and arrested 39-year-old Shannon Campbell and Rachel Nays at a Summer Street address in connection with the hash lab. Other arrests were made on Home Drive, an apartment building on 8th Street, and another arrest at 11th and M. Others arrested included 36-year-old Kevin Haberman, Ku Hare, and Tracy Adams Jr. Today is Friday the 13th, and the myth of Friday the 13th as an unlucky day persists into the modern era. And today is one of 2 Fridays that coincide with the 13th day of the month in 2015. The second will occur in November. The origins of Friday the 13th myth are unclear. Some ascribe it to the Last Supper, where there were 13 men depicted at the table, with the 13th being Judas. The Last Supper took place on a Thursday, with the next day the day of crucifixion. Other origins point to numerology and the fact that 12 is considered the complete number. The number of months in the year, 12 hours on the clock, the 12 deities of Olympus, and of course 12 cans of beer in a 12-pack. Anyway, even if it is the 13th, it's Friday, and that's always a good thing. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The county of Humboldt, which takes a lot of jibes about the progress on the general plan update, is getting close to finalizing a document that will guide county development for decades to come. In the city of Eureka, City Manager Greg Sparks and his staff are working on their own city-specific general plan update, one that is focused on local business and how to best capitalize on those businesses.
What can we do from a city standpoint in terms of working with the business community to try to see some improvements? And what are their challenges? So what can we do from the city better? And whether or not you're looking to expand your business, you're looking to move your business, and whether or not there's a role the city can play in trying to help keep you here and continue to grow your business.
Sparks said that he's become a supporter of the business incubator model to grow existing business instead of trying to lure new ones.
Looking at a business incubator type project. I've worked in several cities that had successful business incubator programs. I've become a big believer in them that, right, if you're looking for the landing the business that has 200 employees, right, that's not the business incubator model. Sometimes it's helping that 2 or 3 people get started with a business and grow something.
Sparks also pointed out that planning is always a contentious issue because people pay close attention about what is going to be built next door to their property. He also said the city's general plan update is about 1.5 years away from completion. And that's the news on this Friday the 13th. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.